This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically new organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we got much to hit on, and I want to do my best to get to everything that I'm talking about in the sense of what I'm going to hit on in the up-and-coming hour. Therefore, let me do this. Let me throw the number out to you. If you want to jump in at any time, you can do so. That number, again, is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday, we were talking about Terry McAuliffe, the governor from Virginia, and why was he so adamant about protecting Planned Parenthood in the state of Virginia. And what I want to do is I want to put you in the judge's seat in just a moment, but I want to shed a little more light on that during the first and second segments. And what I want to do, again, is put you in the seat of the judge and kind of lay the question to you as to why this is going on. And I want to put it in a lawful perspective so you can understand exactly what I'm talking about, line upon line, precept upon precept. Yesterday, we were talking again about how he vetoed a bill stopping basically the defunding of Planned Parenthood in their prospective states. And then we found out also, friends, that he was actually under investigation for his campaign donations and how he was connected to the criminal family, namely the Clintons and their organization. And then we also found out, friends, that he's not so much as defending the women's choice and women's rights, friends, because they've never been given a right in the first place by God to murder the innocent in their womb in the first place. Thou shalt not kill, not go ahead and kill because the state said so. But we found, friends, that actually Planned Parenthood is funding Governor Terry McAuliffe. And again, this helps you understand as to the fact that he's protecting himself. He's looking out for his own interests. As a matter of fact, just to put this in perspective for you, the Virginia Bureau of Watchdog.org reported that Planned Parenthood had contributed more than $1.7 million to McAuliffe's gubernatorial candidacy in his campaign back in 2013. So therefore, the abortion industry lobbying organization, NARAL, donated $56,000 as well to his campaign. So, friends, this makes sense as to what they're doing, who they're working for. And again, folks, he's been now called out for representing special interest groups rather than magnifying the laws that he swore that he would uphold. And I want to lay to your candor, why is it that you tolerate these crimes, friends? You know this is illegal. You know, furthermore, I mean, as a matter of fact, it was, I believe, Mother Teresa that rightly said, a nation that kills its children in the womb has lost its soul. And how is it that you continuously hear of the crimes of those that represent we the people? How is it that you stand back and allow these things to go on, and then you have out of the audacity of the other side of your mouth to actually suggest that you love your country, to suggest that you actually love your freedoms in which others sacrifice themselves to give you? And furthermore, 78% of you actually profess your love for God. What you advocate, what God condemns through inaction, and you call that love, friends? That's a lack of love. Matter of fact, it tells us in the Bible that the love of many waxeth cold. Why? Because of the workers of lawlessness. And the workers of lawlessness are not only those that commit the crime, but those that actually advocate the crime. And those are the ones that are responsible for, well, just looking the other way. Just looking the other way. So let me ask you, and let me put you again in the judge's seat. But I want to ask you a question before I do so. How do you, just put yourself in heaven for a moment, if you would, and then ask yourself, how do you show mercy to a people who show little to no regard when it comes to enforcing the laws against crimes, regardless of who they are? Which in turn establishes justice, Luke 12:2. I mean, after all, friends, justice is what guards our liberties in this country. Read Isaiah 51:4 when you get a moment as well. So according to the degree of your love showed on the behalf of them that fought, bled, and died, read John 3:16, Psalm 40, verse 8, Hebrews 10:16, Psalm 94, 16. I want to say this again. According to your degree of love showed on the behalf, gratitude, on the behalf of them that fought, bled, and died, magnifying the law against crime, is how you will, in response out of gratitude, towards show towards anything that might offend that law. In other words, if you're so thankful in honor and out of gratitude to the sacrifice, and I'm talking about in the natural and in the spiritual, our veterans and the Christ, they died magnifying the laws against crime that you tolerate, America. How is it that you can go to a veteran memorial? How is it that you can look at your dad or your mom, your grandpa, your grandma, your uncle, your aunt that served in war, preserving the freedoms in which we have? How is it that you actually honor them? You honor them by holding them on high esteem, by living for what they died for. How is it that the American people have been led to believe that it's okay for those that serve we the people to do whatever they want as they desecrate the price paid for the freedoms that they even and the privileges that they themselves have to serve we the people? This is something, friends, I got to tell you. This is what I hear in my heart continuously. And for the life of me, I don't understand how it is that people talk of love and yet it's a lack of love. Remember, the fulfilling of the law is love. The fulfilling of the law, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, is the whole of the matter and concerning the law and the prophets, Jesus said. And if you love, you will not tolerate crime, friends. Well, let me say it this way. What am I saying? No matter how many times you bring things to light concerning what's going on in this country to the American people, for the most part, the people act as if it's someone else's responsibility to right the wrongs that they are responsible for righting. Now, again, let me go back to this. According to your love for God and man, 1 John 5:2, will be to the degree that you will not tolerate anything that would offend the law, which again was magnified against the crime in honor of the price paid for your freedoms through sacrifice, John 15:13. Now, I know that there's creatures of taste that have no understanding of what real love is. Read 1 Corinthians 13:6 and 2 Corinthians 3:17 concerning your freedoms. But I want to say this, as Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said. He said, how ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost, and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet, period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. I can go to my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. And you can also go over to my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean one double E, Bradley Dean one. This is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We understand, again, as President Andrew Jackson rightly said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Right on, brother from another mother, with all due respect. We've been talking about yesterday and today, and I'm just highlighting this. I'm going to bring this to a conclusion in just a couple minutes here, hopefully by the end of this next segment in which we're in now. But we've been talking about Governor Terry McAuliffe here, who vetoed a bill to stop the funding of, or in other words, taking and reallocating taxpayer dollars and funding organizations like Planned Parenthood in his prospective state, namely Virginia. And then we found out, did you know that Terry's under an ongoing investigation concerning his campaign donations? This is the governor from Virginia. And then we also found out he was taking money from Planned Parenthood. So he's not protecting women. He's not doing none of that, friends. He's looking out for his own interests all the way through and through. This is nothing new, and it also shows you, as he's taking finances and donations from Planned Parenthood, that he's there to protect them. He's using the law against the law because he doesn't have the law on his side, but the American people have been led to believe that he can go ahead and do whatever he wants to because he's the governor, when in fact nothing can be true. Let me lay this to you. Did he swear to uphold the Constitution with his hand on the Bible before God and man? Why, yes, he did. Did he promise to uphold all the laws found in that Constitution, the enumerated laws within the Constitution, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? So help me God. Why, yes, he is. And yes, he did. So therefore, friends, it shows you he's a hypocrite, and it's more hypocritical for the people across the country to accept a hypocrite. And it's interesting, again, there's so many people in this country, they'll call it for the way it is, but they will do nothing to right the wrongs. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, going back to this, I want you to remember this, lest you forget. Again, this criminal, and yes, he is a criminal. I'm talking about the governor from Virginia. It's interesting that he's receiving donations from the likes of organizations that are aimed at murdering children, like that of Planned Parenthood. It's a fact, friends. I didn't say it. I didn't make it up. As a matter of fact, founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, said the most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. Now, it's interesting because you know what McAuliffe said right behind this, friends, concerning his vetoing of the bill of defunding organizations like Planned Parenthood? Well, McAuliffe said, it's no secret that this bill is aimed at destroying Planned Parenthood. Did you hear what he just said? This organization, Planned Parenthood, makes money off the murder of the innocent in the womb. And he's defending this organization that is doing the murdering, America. Did you hear what he said? It is no secret thing that this bill is aimed at destroying Planned Parenthood, who continued that such a law would make Virginia appear unwelcome to new businesses. Yes, he said this. You can't make this up. Reported the Virginian pilot, we will not tolerate socially divisive issues that put walls up. Did you hear what he said, friends? See, where the law ends, William Pitt said, tyranny begins. And what you're dealing with now is a tyrant with a smile on his face, friends, that's advocating and protecting organizations like that of Barack Hussein Obama and others throughout the United States of America that are going in line with a corrupt government that has sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. God said he hates hands that shed innocent blood. You know, it's interesting. What would it be like if you were to walk into, let's say, one of these minions, these little minions of Satan himself that, you know, come to kill, steal, and destroy John 10:10. And you were to walk into their family and look at their kids and say, hey, listen, we can make a little money off this. Let's go ahead and dismember your children and then sell their body parts. How would that go over? Then it would be considered murder, wouldn't it? See, and then it's a law unto themselves because now they understand what people like me are trying to say. And what I'm trying to say is what God has said. And you better bet your bottom dollar, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Do you understand this, America? We are a country of laws. We are a republic of laws and not of opinions. And now, I know there's people out there that do not understand that we are a constitutional republic. I totally understand that. You have been dummied down. You are being destroyed. You are digging a hole that you yourself will fall into because of your lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. But now knowing that there's radio programs out there like the one that you're listening to right now, there is no excuse. You're accountable for the truth that you know from this point on, no matter if you choose to obey it or disobey it. If you disobey it, you reject the message, that's fine, but it's to your own condemnation. You have been warned. But again, going back to my point, to those that don't understand that we're not a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Remember, I understand this too. H.L. Mencken said this. It takes a special sort of man to understand and enjoy liberty. Let me add, a Christian. He goes on, and he is usually an outlaw in democratic societies. Exactly. Exactly. America, you are allowing the lawless to set the narrative when people are actually telling you the laws of your own country, your own foundation, and you let them beat you down and beat you down because you're a dissenter, right? They call you haters when in fact it's really love. It's really love. Read Psalm 109. Read John 15, friends. But again, it takes a special sort of man to understand and enjoy liberty. And he's usually an outlaw in democratic societies. Exactly right. Exactly right. See, in a democratic society, a guy like me, because I'm not going along like the sheep going over the end of the cliff, I would be called a troublemaker. I would be called a radical kind of a guy. No, it's called love, friends. It's called love for my father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I do what I do out of thankfulness and gratitude concerning what Christ did for my sin by covering my sin as the propitiation of the sins of the world through his blood. And because of that, the love of God has been shed abroad in my heart. Because of his mercy, I live for what he now died for, friends. 2 Corinthians 5:15. It's called love. And it's the same thing in the natural. When I live for those that, as a matter of fact, there's a brand new post today, friends. I just posted it. It's a picture of Tara. It's a lady that got off the airplane, and there was people on the airplane that she just got off of, and they were unloading the luggage from the airplane onto the airport, the tarmac. And interestingly enough, some people started to look at this woman because she was the first one off the plane. And as she got off the plane, they noticed her over on the tarmac, and they also noticed a casket with a draped flag over the top of it strolling down. And they noticed Tara, the wife of the Green Beret who died mysteriously over in Africa, walk up to the coffin, put her hand on it, and begin to weep. Because America doesn't realize that someone had to fight, bleed, and die to give them the freedoms that they have. But they're willing to sit there and look at Tara, who just lost her husband, who is willing to sacrifice himself for me and you, fighting against in foreign countries what you're tolerating in your backyard. It's posted right now. There's over 10 million views on it. It was the unexpected. And by the way, this is not what the media wanted you to see, but it's what Bradley Dean's given to you, like it or not. People, men and women, in the hundreds of thousands have fought blood and died to give us what we have today. And I am continuously on this radio program magnifying the laws, always making reference to law. And by the way, I even get those that should know better that are my arch enemies, folks, because they will just have none of it. Nope, they stand for nothing and they fall for everything. And they deserve the hell that they're going to get, friends. Believe me. They deserve the hell that they're going to get. And they're going to get it not just in the eternity, but that's what America's becoming because they have forsaken God's moral law. Because they don't love God. They hate God. How many times I see people make disregard for everything God has established to ensure our freedoms in this country. And we see it in front of our faces on a daily basis. Hey, listen. I'm sure there's hardly anybody out there that would disagree with the fact that, you know what, this woman just lost her husband on our behalf. You know what, why don't you take some time and pull the curtain back and wonder and ask yourself and investigate, what is it that this guy just died for? Well, what's the oath that he swore he would uphold, friends? The same one the politicians are supposed to uphold. The difference is he showed you how much he loved you, and the politician serving special interest groups like this criminal in Virginia is showing you who he loves. He loves his money. He sold his soul. And friends, you allow him to stay there, and they're there today again, aren't they? Supporting groups that are killing the innocent in the womb. And again, friends, who's the guilty party? Those that tolerate criminals like this. Those that tolerate these people. We're going to take a quick break, 1-866-582-9933 for the timid, 1-866-582-9933.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas. Is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. So let me get back to my original point. How do you show mercy to a people who show little regard when it comes to enforcing the law against crime, which in turn establishes justice? How do you show mercy to a people that could care less about justice? They just want to be left alone and they just want to live their own little selfish lives. Folks, we see it all the time, especially from professed Christians. Especially from them. How do you show mercy to a people who show little to no regard concerning justice? And keep in mind, friends, it's justice that guards our liberties. How do you do that? I don't know that you can. I mean, do they deserve freedom? Absolutely not. The Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, just so you know, okay? But I know that there's a lot of people that they're out there listening right now, and they're just saying, man, Bradley, you know, why are you so harsh? Harsh on what? On who? What are you talking about? Are you the one that sacrificed yourself to give us what we have today? I'm just fighting to maintain it. What do you mean harsh? The person that sacrificed themselves to give us freedom, because there's nowhere in the world where there's freedom where someone didn't first sacrifice themselves. And I'm talking basically gospel and literally. You're not the one that paid the price. If you're a veteran, first of all, I want to tell you, I high-five you. You're the reason I'm here. I'm talking about you that are enjoying the freedoms of which have been paid for through their sacrifice. And you think you have it hard? My goodness, maybe you should go get some of these documentaries concerning our veterans in World War II. I mean, before you want to complain about how hard you have it, why don't you look at those boys on Utah Beach on June 6, 1944, and tell me how hard you have it. Because it puts it into perspective when I put that cross there, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Furthermore, I want to give you an analogy for those that think I'm just being a little too harsh. A man in a London airport decided to purchase some English butter cookies. He opened up the small tin, took one out, then placed it, the tin, at his feet. After waiting for a flight for some time, a middle-aged woman smiled politely and sat next to him. And to his astonishment, without a word of permission, she reached down, took a cookie out of the tin, and ate it. Oh my goodness! He couldn't believe what this complete stranger just had done. Suspecting that it may be a local custom, he smiled awkwardly and took a second cookie himself. She then took a third. Then she took the very last cookie, looked at him, broke it in half, and offered it to him. Really? The audacity of this woman, different words such as impudent, rude, brazen, and presumptuous, flashed through his mind. As he was about to express his thoughts, he bent down and saw that his identical tin of cookies was still at his feet. In an instant, he realized that he had been the brazen, rude, and impudent, presumptuous person. See, he had been eating the cookies of a complete stranger. He also realized how her response to his actions had, in truth, been very, very gracious. Folks, whoever did the sacrificing for the freedoms that we have, they had it hard. You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and he was just singing himself a sad, sad pity song, let me tell you. Feeling sorry for himself, how hard he had it. And though he works hard, and yes, so do I totally agree. But you know what? I'm doing what I'm commanded to do, regardless of how tired I am or not. And I'm not looking for an excuse to get out of it. I'm looking for an excuse to get into it. Because I'm so grateful. To he who has been forgiven much, loves much. To he who has been forgiven little, loveth little. I've been forgiven much. But as I was talking to him, I brought it to him in the natural. And I said to him, I'm just curious. You ever drive down the street and you're having a hard day and you're thinking about how bad you have it and how rough you have it? I'm saying the same thing a different way, friends. And he said, yeah. And all of a sudden you come up on somebody that's in a wheelchair that has, well, I don't know, no legs, or maybe a guy that has no arms. Or you look at a veteran and he's got one of his eyes patched over. Or maybe you've even run into those that don't have any arms or legs, namely our veterans. And all of a sudden everything falls into perspective really quick. And all of a sudden, you realize how you are without excuse. And isn't it interesting when you look at some of these people that are maimed? You look at some of these veterans who are, you know, limb, they've lost limb. They've lost their buddies in war. Isn't it interesting how many of them have a joyful countenance about them? They're so thankful to be back home. You ever see that? Because this is what I was sharing with my friend. And doesn't it just kind of get rid of everything that you thought was so bad? Doesn't it put it into a different light to say, wait a second. I've been given the freedom. I've been given life today because of the mercy of God to live what His Son died for. What His Son died on Calvary to give me. And I'm going to make the most out of it. And I'm going to listen to what it tells me in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, where it says, redeem the time, for the days are evil. Yes, yes, it puts things into perspective. And this particular individual I was talking to just happened to be a guitar player. And I said to him, I said, do you ever see that guy that plays on a worldwide basis? He plays guitar with his feet because he doesn't have any arms. And all of a sudden, he thought about what I said and he started to bubble up. Wait a second, I don't have it that bad. No, we don't. I'll tell you what. I was doing a high school assembly, and I remember the mascot on the building was Viking. It was a Viking. It was like Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota here, but it was a high school, and it wasn't in Minnesota. I believe it was in Iowa. And we were on the bus, and we were going to go do this next high school because we're living for what they died for. And what was interesting about this particular place was they had all these homes like built out of the 30s and the 40s that were still structurally strong in so many different ways. And I remember I got up and I stood and I looked over and I noticed this house that looked just like something you would have seen out of the 1940s concerning a war movie. And interestingly enough, I started to picture a man and a woman, a father and a mother, sitting on that porch with their little star up, proud that their son was serving in World War II. And then I also pictured within myself, friends, as to how their son didn't come home, because you know as well as I do, a whole lot of boys, they said during World War II there wasn't a house that didn't feel loss in America. And I began to think about that father and that mother sitting there, just like I constantly do when I think I have it hard. And I think about how much they loved our country. And furthermore, I also know without a shadow of a doubt how much they loved their son who died in battle for me and you, giving us what we have today, the longest standing constitution. And it's not just World War II. I even say to my brothers in Vietnam, hey, it wasn't your fault. It was the American people's fault for allowing Congress to send you in the first place. Because Congress is the voice of the people, and they did what the people let them do. You're still a hero in my sight, every one of you. And I think about it all the time. And people think I'm harsh. No, I have zero tolerance for anything that offends the sacrifice. Read Hebrews 10. I have zero sacrifice for anybody that would dare offend what they gave of themselves to give me what I have today. That's why you magnify the law. So think about that mother and that father. Let me bring you over to Guthrie, Iowa. We did a high school assembly there. And I'll never forget it. I mean, you want to talk about rocking the school for Christ? I mean, we did, and the Holy Ghost showed up, and he did what he did best and does best. He poured himself out upon those people is what he did. The teachers were up in arms in a positive, friends. So happy to hear someone teach them their history and their Christian heritage and their constitution to educate, not to indoctrinate. I remember going over to, after we got done doing that high school, I remember we went into a restaurant. It was one of those little towns. I love those little towns. And we were getting off the bus, and everybody was really hungry. So we went over into this cafe, and we walked inside. And I'll never forget this, and I can tell you like I was there right now because I am in heart. But I remember there's this older guy there. He looked like he was in his 80s or even 90s possibly, probably late 80s. And I remember I looked at him and I said, hello, sir. And he said, hello. He called me son, and I thought that was cool. And I remember looking at him and asking him, can I sit down with you for a moment? I just wanted to ask you, were you in World War II? And he said he was. And I just had a gut feeling, and I went with it. And I sat down and I said, can you tell me what it was like when you were over there in World War II? And he was really humble about it. You could really tell that I was walking in on his mercies because it was a delicate subject. It's not like he was out there blowing the trumpet telling everybody about what he did in World War II. No, he paid the price. He's not a historian, friends. He's a veteran. He had a real testimony. Historians love to blow it up like they know what they're talking about. The veterans were the ones that were really there, and they have a testimony. So you get their heart. The historian gives you his head. And I remember sitting there and I just said, can you tell me what happened over in World War II? I told him what I did. And I said, I want to convey to, you know, the story over to the students across the country. And I did, by the way. And I remember telling or just asking him what happened over there. And he said, well, we went over into Germany. Now, just keep in mind a quivering older man, his voice speaking these words forth that I'm giving you now. And he said, when he got over into Germany, he said he went with a company of 50. Okay? He said he went with a company of 50. On the other side of this break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you the rest of that story. And I'm going to give you another one from a guy over in Missouri because it has everything in the world to do with what we're talking about right now. Check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to Bradley Dean Facebook. Got about 600,000 friends over there, so check it out.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about a high school assembly that we did in Guthrie, Iowa sometime back, and we actually walked into a restaurant, one of those old, one of those little towns in these old cafes. I love them. And interestingly enough, I'll drive out of my way to see them. I just love that old school, Jeremiah 6:16, going back to the old past. I love the past that were set back in the olden days. And so in saying that, friends, there was an older man there, and I was talking to him, and he said he was in World War II. And I began to ask him to tell me, convey to me what took place over there in Germany. And this quivering older man with his voice quivering, friends, 80 to 90 years old, began to tell me that when he went to Germany, he went with a company of 50. And when he got there, interestingly enough, him and three of his buddies were set forth to go out on a, they were out to go scout what was going on in their prospective areas, covert-like, and they had these like these little versions of a tank, so there was a very few people could actually fit in them. Well, it was him and his three buddies, so they went out, and they came back, and on the way back, they got hit by the Germans, and all three of his bloody, all three of his buddies were killed right on the spot. And he said when he came back to the company of 50, this is World War II. He said there was nobody left. And I remember when I was talking to him, I was just, you know, kind of really, I was there with him really is what I was doing. And I remember he put his hand over his mouth, and I'll never forget this as long as I live. He put his hand over his mouth, quivering, and his hand was shaking back and forth. And I said, I just want to tell you thank you very much for what you and your friends did for me, in which I have an opportunity to live for. And I said, I'm living for what you guys fought for in the natural, first and foremost, the Christ, the captain of my salvation. That's not religion to me, friends. That's my life. And he said, you just have to put it out of your mind, is what he told me. And I said, sir, I want to tell you respectfully, I will never put that out of my mind. I'm going to blow it in the wind. I want people to understand the price paid for our liberty. See, in so many different ways, by you tolerating corruption in your government, and by the way, friends, first and foremost, the professors in the church today, by what you tolerate, I want to tell you this, and I want you to hear my heart. You honor what I despise. You honor what I despise. You know, you're taking on the mentality by tolerating these individuals who are desecrating the blood of these men that I'm honoring by telling you their stories even now, to commit crimes against the sacrifice, against them that were magnifying the laws and the lawlessness, friends, that you are tolerating today through the corrupt representatives, both in the church and in the government. You honor what I despise. I mean, remember, go back over to Vietnam. Remember back in the 70s, I remember running into a guy over at a bank, and he had Vietnam plates, and it was a black dude. And I asked him to roll down his window, and he rolled down his window. And I looked over at him, and I said, you in Vietnam? And he said, yes, I was. I said, well, I just want to tell you thank you very much for what you and your friends did for me over there. Regardless if it was an unconstitutional war or not, again, America allowed Congress to send you. You're the heroes. You did what you believed was right. And in my eyes and in my heart, you're the heroes on this earth. And I remember this as I started to tear down. He started to tear up and he had tears running down his face. And he said when he came back, 58,121 men fought blood and died in a senseless war to make Johnson in the military complex, industrial complex, make a whole lot of money off the stupidities of the American. I mean, the hippies did more than the righteous did back in the 60s. At least they were protesting the war. But you know what he said to me? He looked at me and he said, you know, when I got back to the airport, he said, I was being protested by my own people. That's what's going on today. America is allowing a people across the United States to protest those that fought blood and died to give us what we have today. When you're not magnifying the laws against crime, you are helping things along to worsen the state of this country. I remember another guy, we were in Missouri. And I walked in, and we just got off the bus. Everybody was hungry. We did a school in Missouri, and I remember saying, you know, right when we were walking out, I remember turning around and seeing this guy with a Tank 2 hat on. And I turned around and I walked back to him because without fail, you will never see this ministry or this family walk by a veteran without shaking their hand and telling them, thank you by what we do for your sacrifice. You will never find it in this ministry or without handing out a gospel tract to all one of them. And not the gospel tracts you're seeing today, friends. It's law to grace, Galatians 3:24 properly. But what's interesting about this guy, I seen Tank 2 on his hat, and I kneeled down. I put a knee on the ground, and I put my hand out to shake his hand, and he shook my hand, and he, you know, was looking at me like, what's this about? And I said, I just wanted to tell you thank you for what you did over there in Germany for me and this group of people, because we're going to high school assemblies to tell them freedom is not free. Freedom is the right to do what you ought to do, not to do what you want to do. And when I did that, You know, of course, they always want to tell you their story, and I want to tell you what, I want to listen to their stories because I want it in me. And we got up, shook his hand, stood up, walked out. As we were walking to the bus, the individual that was one of the speakers that did high school assemblies with us, the wife came up to one of the speakers and said, "Do you know that since World War II, do you know that nobody's ever taken the time to tell my husband thank you one time?" No one's ever taken the time to say thank you to my husband. Not one time since 1944. I want to tell him thank you every day. I want to tell him thank you every day while I'm on this radio show. That's why I never preach a bloodless gospel. I want you to understand someone bled, and I'm talking about now the Christ, who bled Calvary for our sins. And why would I want to offend? And if I feel the inclination to do what I ought to do or not want to do, then I pray as I ought to, because the Bible tells us the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. So there's no excuse. I got to get out of myself and go right to him and ask for more grace to keep his commandment better as I obey with my mind, Romans 7, the law, as Christ fulfills through grace. Amen. But what was interesting, she came up to him and said, "Do you know that nobody's ever told my husband one time thank you since 1944? You know what I was just talking about at the beginning of this segment, friends, when I was telling you that many people in this country, they honor what I despise? You know, I don't know how you honor what I despise by tolerating crime in the church and in government. Because if the church didn't tolerate crime, the government wouldn't commit crime. And I'm talking about not all, but those that commit the crimes that are corrupt. And then if the government actually did their job in enforcing the laws against crime, guess what? They would be teaching them the fear of God if the church would start doing their job. But the church doesn't fear God in America. Therefore, the politicians don't fear God in America. And the reason both of those groups of people are getting away with what they're getting away with, because America doesn't fear God anymore. And it always comes right back to us as individuals, the responsibility to stand up and do the right thing. And if you're truly a born-again Christian, John 3:3, guess what? You're going to bring forth fruits of repentance, and you're going to stand against everything that put Christ on the cross. You're going to stand against everything that put our veterans in harm's way. You're going to stand against crime concerning the church and the politicians. You're not going to tolerate it. You're going to have zero tolerance for anything that would offend the sacrifice. And the way you do that is you magnify the law unto judgment against the crime. Folks, I don't think I could have made it any more clear than the way we have been led by the Holy Ghost over the last hour to give it to you. And furthermore, I want to go back to when we started doing high school assemblies, nobody was talking about honoring the veterans. We were given that message all across the country because the Holy Ghost will not be straightened. He will use the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, because the worldly wise won't do what God told them to do. See, the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, friends. And he will choose someone that is motivated by heart, because God speaks to the heart, not the head, to get the message out there. Now, guess what, friends? Over the years that have transpired and rolled out, now everybody's talking about it. And you know what? I'm proud as all can be, if there's such a word in heaven, to be the one used to give forth that message. And by the way, by the grace of God, I'm not going to live any other message than the one I'm preaching. By the grace of God, here I am. God help me. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.